This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masarowski.
Getting ready for a very windy day around here.
The cold front is also going to bring us some pretty unusually breezy winds for July. I think it'll be a little bit more akin to fall in terms of the wind gusts. Could be seeing gusts up to 45 miles an hour for a brief window between the late morning and the afternoon today.
That's Philip Pandolfo at the National Weather Service. By the way, it reached 91 in Buffalo yesterday. That's the fourth time this month we've hit 90 degrees or more.
Heat's been relentless in Western New York, especially if your job is to stand behind a hot grill, which is a lot of people at area festivals. WBEN's Evan DePasquale was out with those people trying to beat the heat the most.
One of the biggest highlights of the summer is Canal Fest. With the hot temperatures, also cooking hot food, are the vendors able to withstand the heat?
First of all, we have just 3-hour shifts, which is great, and we got a lot of people working, which is great, so you're not really going crazy. I have water for our people in the cooler. And we got a fan, and we're going to get another fan in here and hope the weather breaks pretty soon.
Canal Fest will run until July 20th. One vendor speaking with WBEN said that other vendors have lent a helping hand to help with the heat.
I mean, we're all neighbors here, and I would imagine if we needed something, they're there to help. We get water from over there, if we need extra water for things. But I think we're all kind of taking care of our own business, but everybody's here to pitch in and help if we need them.
If you plan on coming to Canal Fest, what are vendors suggesting you do to beat the heat?
Come out, come hungry, get some cold drinks, a nice meal, and then if nothing over there interests you, go home. Stay safe and play cool. There's going to be another day of the week when it's going to be cooler out.
More vendor reactions are available to you online. Evan DePasquale, WBEN.com News.
Love the honesty. It's like, look. You come out, but if you see a giant Tweety Bird, we've got a funnel cake, and the ride that spins you upside down. If that doesn't look appetite, just get out of here.
He was
too hot.
Blunt, right? Very blunt. Other news: Buffalo Police Commissioner Alfonso Wright, pressed by members of the Common Council's Police Oversight Committee yesterday on the June incident in which two men who allegedly passed a gun inside the Jefferson Avenue Tops threatened a woman, then her father in the parking lot, and were later caught with guns and ammunition blocks away. The public was not notified of that incident, which occurred at the site of the 2022 mass shooting that claimed 10 lives, until over a week later.
I could have called a press conference. Again, that's me. I made that mistake. Believe me, I protect that area like it's my own. I grew up around the corner from Tops.
But Wright said he didn't because the two incidents weren't related.
If I thought it was anything to do with Tops, and this is probably where I'm getting emotional, why it bothered me, the public would have known. There's no way we would have held that. Again, I know people who was massacred by that guy. I know him personally.
Wright, who was emotional at times, said he will be more proactive in the future.
The Erie County District Attorney's Office announcing that 41-year-old James Hoffman, the former treasurer for the Sheridan Park Volunteer Fire Company in Tonawanda, has admitted to stealing nearly $450,000 from the department. Hoffman stole a total of $446,118 over the period of 6 years by making cash withdrawals from the fire company's bank accounts and not depositing money from fundraisers. Hoffman used the stolen money to support a gambling habit.
Expert at Environment America found dangerous levels of contamination in over half of coastal and Great Lakes beaches in the U.S. Hannah Brandt spoke with the director, Lisa Frank.
Frank says the pollution comes mostly from raw sewage and stormwater runoff spilling into waterways. And she also says Congress has the power to make swimming safer.
We're going to have to dig deeper and dramatically expand funding for water infrastructure.
To address this problem, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are pushing to approve funding through the Beach Act to help local governments test, monitor, and notify the public about contamination in recreational waterways.
This is an investment in our economy and our communities.
Environment America estimates that fixing that contamination problem could cost $630 billion over the next two decades.
Well, 28 hours of giving wrapping up for Give 716 Day, the community-wide fundraiser hosted by the Bills and Sabres brought in $1,443,000 for over 500 local nonprofits and charities. So a lot of giving being done yesterday. Way to go.
Yes, of course, for all of Western New York. Mark Andel, the founder of the Made in America store, has passed away. The store in Elma features products entirely made in the USA. Andel also owned General Welding and Fabricating. He was a champion of American manufacturing, and he appeared often here on WBEN. His last appearance with us was April 7th.
We support 500 100% Made in America vendors. They're mom and pops. People don't realize 80% of our small business in our country are smaller businesses, mom and pops, even the local shops.
Mark Andel was only 59.
That's really sad news. Always enjoyed having Mark on the show.
He was great.
Very passionate about Made in America. It showed throughout everything he did. Well, the Senate passing a bill that would claw back about $9 billion in spending.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
It's the final vote tally being read. It includes funds for public broadcasting and foreign aid.
The House advancing three cryptocurrency bills on a 217-212 vote last night after some Republican lawmakers withheld their votes for hours. Lucas Tomlinson has more.
House Speaker Mike Johnson spending over 10 hours trying to unite his conference enough to push through a procedural vote to approve rules for crypto. The House voted to advance the bills after multiple House members flipped their votes following a meeting with President Trump, a big crypto supporter, of course. Democrats slammed the bill, calling it a crypto corruption scheme. But here's House Speaker Mike Johnson on the vote yesterday.
I think at the end of the day, we've got a great process and a good product, and I'm happy we got it done. Sometimes it just takes longer than other times.
And that vote ran for 9 hours and 45 minutes. It's the longest vote in the history of the House of Representatives.
13 Republicans joined all Democrats in blocking a previous vote Tuesday. The House expected to vote on the bills over the next few days and into next week.
How about this? A new Common Sense Media survey finding three quarters of teens using artificial intelligence companions.
As to why they're using it, you know, in our survey, we find that the top two reasons are that kids say it's entertaining and that they're curious about AI companions. Teens might feel comfortable talking with AI companions about things that they might not tell their friends or family with, you know, little risk of friction or rejection or criticism.
It's Michael Robb with Common Sense Media talking about it with the robot.
Yeah.
I know.
It's really hard to digest that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right.
The exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast for this afternoon calls for a blend of clouds and sun, a stiff breeze as well, with a spot shower or thunderstorm, the high temperature near 80, and of course it still will be soupy. But the humidity levels drop in a big way going into tonight, with a westerly breeze planning on a mostly cloudy sky, the overnight low temperature near 60. Clouds will give way to increasing sunshine on Friday. Friday's highs in the upper 70s. With your exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Peter Marlette Jr. joining us on the WBEN Troquhar College Live Line, president of Buffalo Pro Soccer. There's another town hall meeting tonight after moving on from the South Buffalo Stadium site. Peter, first of all, have there been any talks since that announcement the other week?
Any talks? There certainly have been, and frankly, there were talks leading up to that as well. So we are. The announcement that we were moving away from the Elk and Lee Street Stadium site came a couple weeks ago. It was a very hard decision, but in the end, a decision that we had to make for the long-term sustainability of the team. And yes, we would not have made that decision if we were not already pretty far down the road with some alternative stadium site locations. And you know, truthfully, before selecting that site on Elk Street, we had already assessed 25 plus different sites and had two other finalists at that point that we had gone very far down the road with also. So, yes, we're going to be able to move pretty quickly in selecting this new site, but obviously want to make sure that we get it right.
Well, when you announced this a couple weeks ago, you said you were reevaluating two previously vetted sites. Would that include the former Buffalo News parking lot?
Absolutely. Yep.
It seems to me that the stars would be aligning. I mean, that property is owned by Douglas Jamal, and what we've heard recently from him is, you know, him kind of taking maybe a step back from a lot of projects, pulling out of the Richardson Hotel operation there, out of a proposed project in Lackawanna. The Butler Mansion's up for sale. He's selling the Mahoney office building. And he hasn't unveiled any plans for the atrium or the Buffalo News site that's right there. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to read into the situation. Could it be a perfect time for you to step in and take that property?
Well, I don't want to speak for Douglas or anything like that. But, listen, you're just stating facts about what's happening right now with his other properties. And 6 months ago when we made this decision to move away from that site, Douglas was understanding and a great partner then. And we've continued those conversations. So I love that site. I think it's a phenomenal site. Previously, there were a few, when we decided against it in our last round, there were a few things standing in the way that may not be as big of obstacles as they were 6 months ago, but it's all, there are other great sites as well. But yes, that one is, of course, right at the top of the list.
Is one of those obstacles funding that might not be as big today as it was a few months ago?
Yes. Well, we have one thing, a lot of good things came from the Elk Street site, but one of them, and maybe the most important, was significant private investment that I think it was people who were either waiting to see if we could find a site or maybe, frankly, didn't know about it until that announcement. But no, our capital raise situation and our funding has changed significantly in the past few months since that announcement. So, yes, that is one thing that is very different.
Just to be clear, is this still going to be privately funded?
We hope so, and we believe it can be. But obviously, at that site in the past, we did request state funding for that. I think there's a real possibility that we will not require that this time around. But, you know, we just have to see the best way to finance it once we can work, and if we can work something out too.
Peter,
take control of the land.
Has ownership changed at all? I know Reed Ferguson, he was involved. Is the same group still there?
Nobody has left. We've added to that group, but nobody has left. Yes.
Well, it is maybe an exciting time again to reopen this process, but it does come at the expense of kickstarting this next year. In that announcement, you said you're pushing off kickoff until 2027 now instead of next spring. Is it a missed opportunity of sorts? I mean, 2026 is going to be a big soccer year across the country. How much will that hurt the kickoff of the new team?
Yeah, no, that is one of the main reasons we selected that Elk Street site was because it was the one where we were going to be able to be up and running in the 2026 season. Now, it was not the only reason at all. That site offered a lot of other positives, but that was a major plus for that site. So, yes, it's disappointing that we've had to move on from that site and therefore push to 2027. But, you know, having said that, soccer is going to be next summer, you know, the attention on soccer in this country and in this region due to, you know, games being held in Toronto are going to be bigger than ever. And while we may not be playing games, we are absolutely going to capitalize on that excitement with watch parties and partnerships and tournaments and clinics and everything else. So, yes, I would rather be playing in 2026. That was the goal. And that was a factor in our original stadium site location, but it doesn't kill the business model or anything like that.
The town hall tonight, when and where?
The town hall is at Larkin Square in Larkinville, so 745 Seneca Street, and that's 6 to 8 p.m.
You're running these events now with a lot of people who can call themselves future season ticket holders. You've opened that up to people. Is that still open for people right now? And what's the interest been so far?
Yeah, that is still open, and the interest has been phenomenal. We frankly outsold where we expected to be at this point. We actually have had to open up. So when you're applying to become a founding member, founding member is the deposit for our season tickets. When you submit that deposit, you select a section, and it's not binding, but you select a section that you think you would like to sit in when it comes time to convert to season tickets. And our premium seating section, the allocation we had set aside for that already sold out in the deposits. So the interest has been great. Those will carry over into the inaugural season. And yes, they're still open. And tonight at the town hall, we're actually going to announce a pretty cool first perk to the founding membership. And there's plenty more to come.
Well, Peter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, Peter Marlette Jr., president of Buffalo Pro Soccer.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.